Good morning, and welcome to St. Benedict Parish. Today we are celebrating the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and our celebrant today is Father Incolumbizzo. The readings for today's Mass can be found in Breaking Bread, beginning at page 174. Please join in singing our opening hymn in Breaking Bread at number 575, 10,000 Reasons. Please stand.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship your holy name.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Coming together as God's family to celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us begin by calling to mind our sins and ask the Lord for his mercy and pardon. I confess May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Have mercy, have mercy.
mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Our God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always be seen to stand in the bright light of truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Now may I invite all the children who would like to participate in the children's liturgy to please come forward. Dear catechists, receive the book of the Word of God, which you are going to use to instruct these children who have been entrusted to your care. And you, my dear children, you will now go forward to praise God, both in word and in song. We will await your return so that together we can celebrate the Holy Eucharist. Go in peace.
A reading from the second book of Kings. One day, Elisha came to Shunem, where there was a woman of influence who urged him to dine with her. Afterward, whenever he passed by, he used to stop there to dine. So she said to her husband, "I know Elisha is a holy man of God. Since he visits us often, let us arrange a little room on the roof and furnish it for him, with a bed, table, chair, and lamp, so that when he comes to us, he can stay there." Sometime later, Elisha arrived and stayed in the room overnight. Later, Elisha asked, "Can something be done for her?" His servant, Gehazi, answered, "Yes. She has no son, and her husband is getting on in years." Elisha said, "Call her." When the woman had been called and stood at the door, Elisha promised, "This time next year, you will be fondling a baby son." The word of the Lord.
Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. The promises of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations, my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, "My kindness is established forever." In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Blessed the people who know the joyful shout. In the light of your countenance, O Lord, they walk. At your name they rejoice all the day, and through your justice they are exalted. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. You are the splendor of their strength, and by your favor our horn is exalted. For to the Lord belongs our shield, and to the Holy One of Israel our King. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord.
The second reading is from Romans chapter 6 and chapter 8, a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we were baptized into Jesus Christ, who was baptized to his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, just as Christ was raised from the dead. By the glory of the Father, we too might live in the newness of life. If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. As to his death, he died to sin once and for all, and to his life, he lives for God. Consequently, you too must think of yourself as dead to sin and living for God in Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he's a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he's a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we conclude reading the missionary discourse. I did say when we started reading from Matthew chapter 10 that Matthew chapter 10 is technically called the missionary discourse. It's where Jesus calls together the 12 disciples and begins a series of instructions as he's about to send them out on a mission. I did mention as well 2 weeks ago that Matthew, when he was writing the message of Jesus, deliberately presented it in 5 main discourses. And he did that deliberately because Matthew was writing for a Jewish audience that was already familiar with Moses in the Old Testament. Moses, the lawgiver. And Matthew is trying to convince the Jews that with the coming of Jesus, we now have a new and greater Moses. So like the Old Testament, which ascribes the first 5 books of the Bible to Moses, here is Jesus who is also presenting his message in the 5 main discourses. I said as well that the first discourse is what we read before we celebrated Lenten season, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. So this is the second discourse, the missionary discourse, Matthew chapter 10. And after this, we'll later on move to Matthew chapter 13, the parabolic discourse. We'll listen to a series of parables about the kingdom of God. And then we'll go to chapter 18, the community discourse, where Jesus will share with us the life of the believers in the community of believers. So issues like forgiveness will be tackled in the community discourse. And lastly, the last 2 chapters, Matthew chapter 24 and 25, are called the eschatological discourse because they talk about eschatology, the last things, death, judgment, the second coming of Jesus. How do we know that Matthew divided his message into these 5 main discourses? There's a phrase that comes up again and again at the end of each of these discourses. When Jesus had finished these words, when Jesus had finished instructing his disciples, when Jesus had finished these parables, when Jesus had finished these words, and then towards the end of the book, as if in conclusion, Matthew will say, when Jesus had finished all these words. So we can see that Matthew deliberately divided the message of Jesus into these 5 main discourses. So as we conclude the missionary discourse, where Jesus has been instructing his disciples for mission, today Jesus addresses one more thing. And we can actually call this the cost of discipleship. So the cost and rewards of discipleship. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. So the cost of discipleship. This means that once a disciple accepts the invitation, there must be an alignment of priorities that must take place. That even human or family relationships must be rearranged according to this new decision which has been made. Jesus is not saying we must love our spouses less. We must not find an excuse in this to ignore our obligations to our children. Because Jesus says, whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. What Jesus is saying, we must love our spouses, we must love our children, our siblings, family members, friends, with the right degree compared to God himself. This means our loyalty must be to God himself above everything else. When we love our spouses more than we love God, when we love even our children more than we love God himself, when we love our friends, when we love our work more than God himself, Jesus saying we cannot be a disciple. And my dear friends, I find this to be quite challenging. And these are actually some of the perhaps hard sayings of Jesus. But as I said, this actually comes down to loving things in their right order. That the loyalty, first of all, goes to God himself. And then to our families or friends or our work. But when we love human beings, when our loyalty is more than it is to God, this would actually be idolatry. Idolatry is worship of false gods. What is worship? Worship is to ascribe worth to something. So we must worship God, which means we must ascribe worth to God. But when we ascribe worth to human beings or to things, that becomes idol worship. So what is it that occupies perhaps the first places in our lives? Is it human relationships? Is it our work? I really love soccer, and you know it is actually the World Cup. This week I have struggled really to switch off the TV and go out and celebrate Mass. Maybe because I'm a priest, so I have to force myself to celebrate Mass. But what about you, when it is the team that you are rooting for, that is playing? Are you courageous enough to switch off the TV and come to church? Or we can continue maybe enjoying the game? God must occupy the first places in our lives. I remember a discussion I had when I was still back home in Malawi with a woman who had just been divorced, and a very poor woman. But from what she told me, she was married to a well-to-do man. And she shared with me that the reason she accepted the divorce was because the husband was Muslim, and he was forcing her to leave the Catholic Church and join her to become a Muslim. and she couldn't do that. So she was ready to go back to her village, suffer in poverty, rather than sacrifice her faith because of the marriage. And I thought, maybe this is what Jesus is talking about. Whoever loves father or mother, husband or wife, daughter or son more than me is not worthy of me. Jesus even says, whoever even does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. And Jesus is introducing the idea of the cross before he was actually crucified. That means we must even be ready to sacrifice even personal comfort. We must be ready to endure suffering that comes because of our discipleship. That's the cost of discipleship. But of course, towards the end of the gospel, Jesus also promises rewards for discipleship. So it also pays to be a disciple. Whoever receives you receives me. Whoever receives a prophet, because he is a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward. That means the same reward that will be given to the prophet, the same reward will also be given to you for the kindness you have shown to the prophet. So even the smallest acts of kindness, Jesus says, these can be rewarded. Whoever gives even only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, surely that one will not lose his reward. And this is exactly what we have also heard in the first reading, whereby the couple received a blessing because of the kindness they showed to Prophet Elisha. So let us pray today as we conclude listening to these instructions that Jesus gave to his disciples, that God must occupy the very first places in our lives and everything else should come second.
I believe in one God, the words of Christ may seem harsh and difficult in today's gospel. Without grace, we would not take up the cross and follow him. But we are baptized, sharers in the divine life. We can pray with confident faith in the God who loves us.
For all people who have been baptized in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord. For leaders of nations who seek truth, justice, and reverence for human life, we pray to the Lord. For those Christians who have given up everything in following the call of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For sports to be an instrument of peace, encounter, and dialogue among cultures and nations, and promote values such as respect, solidarity, and personal growth, we pray to the Lord. For our parish family, as we mark 2 years from the beginning of the Partners in the Gospel process, that we may continue to grow together in faith, hope, and love, we pray to the Lord. For the sick and suffering, especially Francesca Minas, the Lord provides comfort and healing. We pray to the Lord. For those who have died, especially Judy Baus, that they may remain in the presence of the Lord forever. We pray to the Lord.
Father, through the new life of baptism, we are your sons and daughters. Hear the prayers of your adopted children and give us grace to follow your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Our offertory hymn is number 495, All That Is Hidden. 495. If you would follow me, follow where life will lead. Do not look for me among the dead, for I am hidden in pain, risen in love. There is no harvest without sowing of grain. All that is hidden will be made clear. All that is dark now will be revealed. What you have heard in the dark, proclaim in the night. What you hear in whispers, proclaim from the housetops. If you would honor me, honor the least of these. You will not find me dressed in finery. My word cries out to be heard, breaks through the world. My word is on your lips and lives in your heart. All that is hidden will be made clear. All that is dark now will be revealed. What you have heard in the dark, proclaim in the light. What you hear in whispers, proclaim from the housetops. If you would speak of me, live all your life in me. My ways are not the ways that you would choose. My thoughts are far beyond yours, as heaven from earth. If you believe in me, my voice will be heard. All that is hidden will be made clear. All that is dark now will be revealed. What you have heard in the dark, proclaim in the light. What you hear in whispers, proclaim from the housetops. If you would rise with me, rise through your destiny. Do not refuse the death which brings you life, for as the grain in the earth must die for rebirth,
So I have planted your life deep within mine. All that is hidden will be made clear. All that is dark now will be revealed. What you have heard in the dark, proclaim in the light. What you hear in whispers, proclaim from the housetops.
Pray now, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who graciously accomplished the effects of your mysteries, grant, we pray, that the deeds by which we serve you may be worthy of these sacred gifts, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is true, right, and just our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have brought us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and Paul, our Archbishop, Eusebio and Frank, our auxiliary bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Christ taught us to call God our Father, and so at the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And now let us take a moment to offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us
peace. Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Our communion hymn is number 621, Whatsoever You Do, number 621.
Whatsoever you do to the least of my people, that you do unto me. When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my people, that you do unto me. When I was homeless, you opened your door. When I was naked, you gave me your coat. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my people, that you do unto me. When I was weary, you helped me find rest. When I was anxious, you calmed all my fears. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my people, that you do unto me. When in a prison you came to my cell, when on a sickbed you cared for my needs, now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my people, that you do unto me. When I was laughed at, you stood by my side. When I was happy, you shared in my joy. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my people, that you do unto me. Thank you.
Let us pray. May this divine sacrifice we have offered and received fill us with life, O Lord, we pray, so that bound to you in lasting charity, we may bear fruit that lasts forever. Through Christ our Lord.
Our parish offices are closed Friday, July 3rd, in observance of Independence Day. If you're interested in learning more about the Catholic faith, join us for an OCIA inquiry session on July 9th at 7 p.m. in the Faith Formation Office of St. Benedict's Parish Center to learn more about the program. Our family parish barbecue is just 2 weeks away, July 12th. 12 p.m. at St. Alphonsus. If you haven't yet, please check the bulletin for response links and potluck assignments. We also need volunteers to make this celebration a success, so please consider signing up to lend a hand. And be sure to check the Mass schedule that day. For all of you who wanted an earlier Mass at St. Benedict's, our Mass here on that Sunday is 9 a.m., so be sure you come and let other people that might be not here because they need an earlier Mass, that they are invited to come on that July 12th. Thank you to everyone who supported the annual Catholic Appeal through your prayers and generous gifts. Because of your generosity, we're at 85% of our goal. So if you haven't submitted your pledge, please pick up an envelope in the pews or visit our website. And as mentioned before, you're welcome to donate twice, funds are still needed. Lastly, see all of you for coffee and donuts by Elizabeth Guevara in the school cafeteria. Thank you.
And today I finish also my schedule, my six-week schedule, which I have with Father Parish. So from next Sunday, I will be going to St. John, the evangelist. And in August, I will take a small break. I will take my vacation. I'm not going back home to Malawi, but I'll be visiting a number of places here in the United States. So I'll see you after that. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Our closing hymn is number 639, A Rightful Place, number 639.
Let us live our lives so that all might see that our hearts are restless till they rest in thee. Let us build your kingdom in truth and grace so that all might know they have a rightful place. Beauty ever ancient and new, breaking through our deafness so we hear you, shattering the darkness of night. A new dawn is rising to bring your light to all the world. Let us live our lives so that all might see that our hearts are restless till they rest in thee. Let us build your kingdom in truth and grace so that all might know they have a rightful place.